जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की। जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोदर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोदर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य हरदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य हरदास ठाकुर की जय। गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। जय श्री श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 21 टेक्स्ट 26। यूयं तद् अनुमोदद्वं पुत्रदेव ऋषयो अमलाः कर्तुः शास्त्रु अनुज्ञातुः तुल्यं यत्प्रेत्य तत्फलम्। यूयं तद् अनुमोदध्वम् पितृदेव ऋषयो मलाः कर्तुः शास्त्रु अनुज्ञातुः तुल्यं यत्प्रेत्य तत्फलम्। योयं तद् अनुमोदध्वम् पितृदेव ऋषयो अमलाः कर्तुः शास्त्रु अनुज्ञातुः तुल्यं यत्प्रेत्य तत्फलम्। यूयं तद् अनुमोदध्वम् पितृदेव ऋषयो अमलाः कर्तुः शास्त्रुरनुज्ञातुः तुल्यं यत्प्रेत्य तत्फलम्। यूयं तद् अनुमोदध्वम् पितृदेव ऋषयो अमलाः कर्तुः शास्त्रुरनुज्ञातुः तुल्यं यत्प्रेत्य तत्फलम्। माताजी यूयं तद् अनुमोदध्वम् पितृदेव ऋषयो अमलाः कर्तुः शास्त्रुर् अनुज्ञातुः तुल्यं यत्प्रेत्य तत्फलम्। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। यूयम् ऑल ऑफ यू रिस्पेक्टेबल पर्सन्स हु आर प्रेजेंट हियर तत् दैट अनुमोदध्वम् काइंडली अप्रूव ऑफ my proposal. Pitru, persons coming from Pitru Loka, Deva, persons coming from the heavenly planets, Rishayaha, great sages and saintly persons, Amalah, those who are cleansed of all sinful activities, Kartuhu, the performer, Sastuhu, द ऑर्डर गिवर अनुज्ञातुः ऑफ द सपोर्टर तुल्यम इक्वल यत विच प्रेत्य आफ्टर डेथ तत् दैट फलम रिजल्ट Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. I request all the pure-hearted demigods, forefathers and saintly persons to support my proposal. For after death, the result of an action is equally shared by its doer, its director and its supporter. Purport. The government of Prithu Maharaj was perfect because it was administered exactly according to the orders of the Vedic injunctions. Prithu Maharaj has already explained that the chief duty of the government is to see that everyone executes his respective duty and is elevated to the platform of Krishna consciousness. The government should be so conducted that automatically one is elevated to Krishna consciousness. King Prithu therefore wanted his citizens to cooperate fully with him, for if they assented, they would enjoy the same profit as he after death. If Prithu Maharaj, as a perfect king, were elevated to the heavenly planets, that citizens who cooperated by approving of his methods would also be elevated with him. Since the Krishna consciousness movement going on at the present moment is genuine, perfect, and authorized, and is following in the footsteps of Prithu Maharaj, anyone who cooperates with this movement or accepts its principles will get the same result as the workers who are actively propagating Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadam Hiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Yuta Padakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathantam Advaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataruvyascha kripasindubhyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha namaum vishnupadaya krishna prishthaya bhutale shrimate bhaktivedanta swaminiti namine namaste saraswate deve gauravani prasharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare We seek the blessings of the All Assembled Vaishnavas here to speak in the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam which is non-different from the Lord Himself and for my own purification. Yuyam tad anumodadvam pitru dev rishayo amalah kartuhu sastru anugyatu stulyam yat pretya tat phalam. So here, the connection from the last text is, in the last text, King Prithu suggested that his citizens should be Kuruto Adokshaja Dhyam. He suggests to them. So द नेचुरल क्वेश्चन इज व्हाई शुड वी फॉलो यू, व्हाई शुड वी फॉलो एडवाइस गिवन बाय यू. सो देन ही सेज बिकॉज यू आर ऑल असेंबल हियर इज अनसूयवः, यू आर नॉन एनवियस, दैट्स व्हाई यू शुड फॉलो दिस. एंड बिसाइड्स दिस इन द नेक्स्ट टेक्स्ट ही सेज यू आर रिस्पेक्टेबल ऑल्सो, यूयम तद अनुमोदद्वम, यू कंसिडर दिस एंड यू आर नॉट कॉमन पर्सन, यू आर कमिंग फ्रॉम द पितृलोकास, यू आर कमिंग फ्रॉम द हेवनली प्लैनेट्स एंड यू आर कमिंग फ्रॉम जनलोक तपलोक महरलोक इवन द ब्रह्मलोक बिकॉज यू आर ऋषयः, ऑल द ऋषिस रिसाइड्स इन वेरियस हायर प्लैनेट्स. सो जस्ट टू हियर प्रितु महाराज हियर दे हैव कम डिसेंडेड फ्रॉम दिस हेवनली प्लैनेट्स इन द पार्टिसिपेट इन द यज्ञ विच इज परफॉर्म बाय प्रितु महाराज. So, because you are sinless, Amala, all these people who have come from these heavenly planets and the various other lokas, they are sinless, Amala. So that's why, how you become this Amalas? Because you have Kuruto Adukchaja Jhiyam. Your mentality or your mind has an activity is always dedicated to the Lord. That's why you have become Amala. So I suggest you have already become Amalas and achieved these higher planets, higher lokas. So please approve my proposal at this moment so that my people, those who are living on this earthly planet, they can benefit and they also attain the same result what you are already enjoying in these planets. That's how he requests this assembled, esteemed assembled personalities like demigods, devatas and people from Pitrulokas who have enjoying their pious activities. And then sages from the heavenly planets or upper heavenly planets. So in this way, he established, this is the link how he says. If the citizens ask why we should do, then he requests these people to please advise them. You have already attained what I am suggesting them to perform and then they will also attain. Because you are kind of a living example in front of them. So they will be inspired by seeing you and by your approval to perform more rigidly than what usually they have. They can. So secondly, the Prithu Maharaj, in this text, it shows that how humble Prithu Maharaj is. Because he has two great qualifications. He is a king. Not only ordinary king, he is Adi Raj. But at the same time, he is Satyavesh Avatar of the Lord. Among the kings, he is the king, head of the king and first king. At the same time, he is Satyavesh Avatar of the Lord. With this dual qualification, he is now advising with a higher position. And in previous text, if you see from 13 onwards, it has been from text 15 onwards, the beauty of his external beauty has been described at how he is beautiful. Not only that, his internal qualities, good qualities also has been described. So he has beauty or opulence or wealth of the good bodily luxury, good demeanor, broad chest and other things, but at the same time his inner qualities also. He has good qualities. How he speaks, that also has been described. Charu chitra padam slakshanam mrishtam gunam aviklamam. So he is not only possessing the external good features, but at the same time wealth of the inner good qualities also. So he has internal and external, both material qualities at the same. At this point we can say, although he is a Satyavesh Avatar, but just for our understanding, we can say he possesses this material quality because this material world and he possesses the material qualities. Although his body is spiritual because he is Satyavesh Avatar of the Lord. So he has inner and external and internal wealth. Inner wealth of the good qualities which he is personifies here, the compassion on the other jivas, exhibition of the humility and advice or from others. These good qualities he is exhibiting. By the same times, he has a wealth of the good bodily features. But other than this, he has the spiritual wealth as well. Some people may be very great and elevated in the material context, inner and internal and external both ways. But very difficult to find the wealth of the spiritual wealth to them. But the Prithu Maharaj says that he has spiritual wealth as well. How we can say that he has spiritual wealth? Because when he appears, others try to glorify. Although he is Satyavesh Avatar, he didn't accept that glorification. After some times, when the Brahma comes to see, instead of many times he has conversation with Indra. Indra has approached him many times, but still, instead of trying to rectify Indra and suggest him anything, Brahma chooses Prithu Maharaj instead of Indra and comes to advise him, and he considers him more qualified than the Indra to listen his advice. He has audience with the Brahma, the first living entity who has seen the Lord personally face to face, who is creator of all beings which are present or manifested in this world. So he has that good qualities. So the Brahma comes and prefers Prithu Maharaj over Indra. So he has that spiritual qualities as well. So many times we see Hiranyaksha and other demoniac people, they perform so much austerities just to have audience of the Brahma. But here Brahma chooses to come to Prithu Maharaj. How qualified he is and spiritually elevated he is, that shows the stature. And all the people of this world worships many demigods, and Indra is king of them. He is controller of all the demigods. For small, small things, people choose to worship small, small demigods just to get rid of their problems. But here, Indra, the controller of all these devatas or orchestrator of their duties, he comes to Prithu Maharaj at the end of the sacrifice and asks forgiveness. That also shows this elevated stature of the Prithu Maharaj in spiritual circles. The creator and the controller of the devatas and all living beings are in front of him, and they are coming and choosing him in various ways for the various reasons. Not only this, but the Lord, just by seeing the good qualities and devotion of the Prithu Maharaj, he comes and kind of fumbles in front of him by seeing his devotion and touches him and embraces him and bless him that your life is success. So Lord, to see the devatas once easy, to see Brahma easy, to see devatas and other planetary people is easy, but to see the Lord is very difficult. Although he is everywhere, yogis perform so much meditation for eons sometimes, but for them also to see the Lord becomes very difficult. Lord appears for a moment to the Narada Muni in the heart and then again disappears. What to speak of any ordinary person? And then the next life, Narada Muni becomes perfected. And this, the Lord, who just gave one glimpse of darshan to Narada Muni, he comes in front of Prithu Maharaj and spends, although he wanted to go, but seeing the Prithu Maharaj and his qualities, he stays back for a long time and then he departs. So the personality, the Prithu Maharaj has already darshan of the Brahma, darshan of Indra and darshan of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then what else remains for him to achieve? But still, he is saying here, if you follow me and if you do not commit sinful activities and you are based on your pious activities, I will achieve heavenly planets. This is complete out of the world humility the Prithu Maharaj is exhibiting at this moment. Because he is not talking himself. Just see an example. The Brahma has given a post in this world and he will perform some certain activities, and he is also a jiva, considered to be a jiva, although controller of all, but still a jiva only. But the Shaktyavesh avatar of the Lord, directly chosen by the Lord and given his powers, he comes from the spiritual world and he goes back to the spiritual world. He did not have anything to do with this spiritual world, this material world. But still, just to set an example for the people, he is exhibiting that if you perform good activities, I will go and enjoy in the heavens and other planets. If you perform sin, I will suffer. So he is instructing the people, but not only the people present. Because he is Shaktyavesh avatar, he is presenting this for people all time to come. Not only to present the audience, but the people who are going to come in all time, he is presenting, looking at them. Because he is a kind of Lord only, who has ability to see all the phases of time, three phases, past, present, future. So looking all us jivas who are going to come in this material world, he is advising there. So what is advising? In short, kartu shastru anugyatus tulyam yat pritya tatphalam. After your death, after death, three people will get benefited. The one who orders, the one who performs the activity, and the one who appreciates that activity and sanctions that activity becomes happy by the doing seeing these activities to be done. So this all the people will benefited in the future. Future means maybe current life, maybe after death. Here it is mentioned yat pritya. After death you will benefited. But see, this sastru kartu and anugyatu, will see two examples. One negative, one positive. How it affects the people's life. So let's see. Draupadi Vastraharan. The many people were present there, and then two people became the kind of sastru who ordered this disrobing to be happened and done. Majorly they were Karna and Duryodhana. So seeing this anugyatu, we know. And then there are people like Dushasana who executed this, tried to execute this, but he was unsuccessful because of the intervention of the Lord. But he tried to do this. But act was not successful, but the punishment was successful. And they were all the people assembled there, fully liable for the punishment. In the assembly, there were Dhritarashtra and Bhishma and Drona like a people who has a big stature in the material standards and the spiritual circle as well. But because it happened and they were punished by this law, Shastru, Kartu and Anugyatu. Because they didn't speak up, they were also punished. The Bhishma and Drona, they were there because they had some obligation towards the king and towards Duryodhana. They didn't speak up. That's why they were also punished and they have to lose their life in the battle. The Dushasana were mercilessly killed by Bhima and all other his brothers, including Duryodhana as well. Karna was killed by, Karna has to give up his life and killed by Arjuna. And then there is only one person, and they have Dhritarashtra and Draupadi. Draupadi kind of opposed, but still she didn't speak up so aggressively. And her voice were kind of dumbfound everywhere. Nobody gave attention to her. But still, Dhritarashtra, because as a king, he has all powers in disposal to stop this. But he didn't stop it and kind of approved by his silence. So he was also punished. How he was punished? He was not killed. But he was killed spiritually and given pain till the time he was leaving. He merged into the form of the Lord by performing austerities. But at the same time, he had to hear the pain of being his son killed and hear that pain continuously, that today 5 sons killed, today 10 sons killed. Now the number has reached 50, 60, 70, 80. Now 100 son has gone on the 17th day. This way he has to hear. The pain of raising one child is great, but the hearing death is hundreds and thousands and lakhs of time multiplies when he hears some calamities come to him. And what to speak of death. And Dhritarashtra was put in a situation where he has to hear death of all his 100 sons every day. But that assembly, there was only one person who openly opposed this. And he was also benefited because of this, his openness. That was Vidura. When this was happening, Vidura openly chastised everyone and opposed this disrobing of the Draupadi. And later on we see, after some years, the result manifested. And he insulted again. He tried to convince Dhritarashtra to give up this son and your other sons will be saved. Give the Pandavas this land. He will become Kulangar. This Duryodhana, because of his act, if he didn't change, your all sons will be killed. Hearing this, Duryodhana becomes angry and he just shoos him away. Throws him out of his kingdom. And the long cherished desire of the Vidura was fulfilled. To visit all holy places and to perform devotional service. Because of this politics, he was not able to do that so long. But today he got this opportunity, and this kind of, because his past experience in Draupadi disrobing, that has manifested and this saved him today. Become part of the war and take side of the Duryodhana. But because he shoo him away, he was saved from the taking part in Mahabharata on the sinner's side. So this was a negative example how all the people destroyed because of the wrong act towards a devotee and order giver and executor, and those who approve this act were all destroyed. But the second example is, the few chapters back, we hear the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj also kind of insulted by his stepmother, and he goes to his mother, to ask benediction. What should we do? He was crying. His mother says, first says, just give up all enmity and bad thoughts towards your stepmother and your stepbrother, because that will destroy you first and later them. The first of all, you save yourself by this. Any desires you have, that can be fulfilled by this Lord only. Why? She gives a precedence. Your grandfather, Uttanapad, is given this, have achieved this position by the mercy of the Lord. And your grandfather, Swayambhuvamanu, he also achieved this, his position, and by the will of the Lord and mercy of the Lord, blessings of the Lord. And your great-grandfather, Brahma, the creator, he also got his position by the mercy of the Lord. So all these people has got whatever they enjoyed in the life by the blessings of the Lord. I advise you here, please take shelter of that Lord. He will definitely fulfill your desire. If nobody is capable, he is capable. What nobody can do, he can do. So to mitigate your pain and avoid the benediction, he only has a capacity, nobody else. Because others are a beggar in front of him. So my request is, please go to Vana. Because I don't know where he is. I have not met him. I have not seen him. But the sages who go in search of the Lord, they go to forest. So I advise you, my dear son, please go to the forest and take shelter of the Lord. Your desires will definitely be fulfilled. Seeing this, she orders and the Lord approves it. How Lord approved this desire of the Dhruva Maharaj? He sends Narada Muni just to guide him. So his path. And initially Narada Muni tests him. And seeing his determination to achieve what he wanted, Narada Muni finally gives him advice and orders him. This way you can worship the Lord, chant this mantra, perform the yoga asanas and others. All details, mix, yoga, mista, bhakti, he trails him. And then Dhruva Maharaj performed that and attains the Lord within 6 months. He comes out successfully, and then his father, who was kind of taken the neutral stance at that time, he didn't approve the act of his wife, but still he taken neutral stance at that moment. He repents. And then seeing the qualification of Dhruva Maharaj, he enthrones him. And then he departs to perfect his life. So this way we see the Maharaj Uttanapad perfected his life. Dhruva Maharaj perfected his life. And what happened to the order giver? The executor is benefited. One who executed this, he benefited. But what about the Narada Muni and her mother? It is said that when the Dhruva Maharaj was going back to Godhead, he remembered her mother. That because of her timely intervention and right advice, what is this? Sastu. Because of her timely intervention and advice, I have been saved. Otherwise, I would have become rebellious and would have been not achieved this position, what I am today. I am greatly grateful to her. And he remembered, how can I go to the spiritual level without my mother? He remembers, and then the Vishnu Dutas who are carrying him, they advise, don't worry, knowing the heart of the Dhruva Maharaj, they say, indicate that your mother is coming in the next airplane behind you. Because she has been the cause of your perfection. She has also achieved the same destination as you are going. And Narada Muni, he has eternal fame that he has a disciple who is like a Dhruva Maharaj. So all these people involved in this, they are all benefited because of giving right advice and right actions performed. This Sastru, Kartu and Anugyatu. One who has given advice, one who has followed this, and one who has permitted. So these are the Sastric example, but what relevance they have in our life. Let's see one example from our Vaishnava Sampradaya, one of the Vaishnava Sampradayas which has taken place in recent times, a couple of decades back, centuries back. This happened in the life of Yamunacharya. So Yamunacharya's grandfather is Natha Muni. His son was childless. He has no child. So he was touring all the holy places. When he reaches to Yamuna, he prays there intentionally. And then after due course, he had a son who was born. So he named his son after mother Yamuna. So he named him Yamuna. So this child, when he was growing, when he was infant, that time only his father diseased and passed away from this world. And seeing the departure of his son, Narada Muni kind of became very renunciate kind of, and he took renounce order and he left the family. Now this child and two ladies, his mother and grandmother was there. They raised this child and then he was admitted to the school or Gurukula of the Bhashacharya. He was admitted to the Bhashacharya school, but there was, in the same kingdom, there was a very notorious Brahmana, very learned but notorious in his nature. Whoever he defeated, he was main person, Pandit or head priest in the Rajya Sabha of the king. And he, what condition he put, whoever he defeated, that person has to pay throughout life every year 1,000 gold coins to him. He failed to do that, he will punish him. So he, Bhashyacharya, was defeated by him once, and then because he was a Brahman, he has no earning source, so he could not pay 2 years debts. So when Yamunacharya was there, 12 years old, the disciples of Kolahala came and they asked about Bhashyacharya. That time Bhashyacharya was not here, and there no senior disciples of him was there and no family members. Only Yamunacharya was there and doing some menial work. Seeing the arrogant nature of this disciples of the Kolahal, they were also having the same nature as the Guru. So because of seeing this envious or arrogant nature of this disciples of Kolahal, the Yamunacharya became very disturbed. Firstly, he was very sensitive and dealing very nicely, politely, asked them, given them the place of sitting, asked them for water and other things, but they were very disrespectful towards his Guru. And then finally, seeing their arrogance, he says, challenges them. So, your Guru cannot defeat my Guru or Bhashyacharya. Even foolish disciple of Bhashyacharya can defeat you and your Guru as well. So seeing this arrogance, they become angry and say, you are challenging our Guru? He said, yes, I challenge him and ask the king to send a royal procession for me. Because I am equal to him, because I have challenged him, he has to debate with me. Send the royal palki for me and take me, and then I will, the date decided, and he goes informs, and then king says, 100 soldiers and a palki, very opulent, decorated with the jewels and other, and he goes there. And the people around arena become very concerned as well joyful. Why? Because the arrogance of the Kolahal has been spread everywhere. His bad name was spreading everywhere. How merciless, how cruel this person is. And they are concerned, good people, that this child is merely a 12-year-old. He has a very good bodily features. If he is defeated, maybe he is killed today. So this way people were concerned, but they think the child is a form of this, is like a god himself. He has come to destroy the mountainous arrogance and pride of the Kolahal. The Lord has appeared in this form to destroy this pride of this Kolahala. So in this way, people has various thoughts about him. All were wishing and praying to the Lord that please, please save this child and make him victorious, and the Kolahal may be, see the Kolahal may be defeated in this battle. When he comes, the king and queen both see him. And as soon as they see him, queen become very joyful. And she says, Albandar. Albandar means all victorious, the victorious one. And the king also sees him. He becomes pitiful of this child, that if he becomes defeated, he will be killed, because Kolahala has not spared his enemies or who have one who has challenged him. So this way the king and queen both are concerned, but the queen goes ahead of the king and says, this child will be victorious, and your king, your Rajapurohit will be defeated in this debate today. He, by seeing the confidence, king also says, how can you say like this? She says, I am currently the head queen or chief queen of yours. Even if this child loses, I will become the servant of your all queens. Seeing this, the great enthusiasm of the queen, the king also says, now I also have to put something on bet, because she has betted something, her life almost. So for king, the deer is kingdom. So he says, if this child wins, this Yamuna wins, then I will give half of my kingdom to him. and remain, I will take care of only half kingdom. So this way, he comes and seeing this child, the Kolahal becomes very proud and arrogantly describes himself what he has achieved. And he says, if you ask forgiveness, I may spare your life. He says, the person, the Yamuna there says, the person who is qualified, the education and qualification of person is not based on the how his bodily features are seen in the world. It is always because of the mercy of the Lord. Who will become victorious, who will be defeated, decided by the Lord, not by your intellectual qualifications. Seeing this, he gets, first time he gets the shock of the life, that 12-year-old boy is now trying to instruct me on moral principles. So they decide, whoever is defeated, he will lose his life, and the battle begins. And then debate begins, battle of the Shastra. There, Kolahal starts asking many questions, one after another. And the Yamuna, the 12-year-old boy, was able to give all the answers perfectly. And he now, the first time in his life, Kolahal becomes angry that I may be defeated. And he was thinking like that at that time, this boy, Yamuna says. So you are asking me the question, considering me to be my age? I have no connection with my knowledge and my age. Don't think like this. You are asking a question of which should be asked to the person who is in LKG or KG, like this, very Navayuvak. You are asking me a question considering me to be ignorant, but you should ask me a good questions. But the questions were like on the level of the PhD, which very great Brahmana sitting in that assembly was wondering what is the answer of this question when they were asked. But when he gave the answer, they were satisfied. My God, this boy is very powerful. He is going to defeat this Kolahala. The talk in whole assembly was like that. And then finally, in anger, the Kolahal says, you think I am asking this silly and simple questions to you? You may ask question. I will answer them. And then he says, I ask you only three questions. I put three propositions in front of you. You have to defeat them. And then if you are able to successfully counter my propositions or put them false, then I will be accept my defeat. Seeing this, he says three propositions. The first proposition he puts is, he says, your mother is barren or childless. She never gave you birth. You prove this point, that your mother has given birth to you. Your mother has child. You prove this. And now the Kolahal starts thinking, I am born from my mother. How can he say like this? He may be a childish saying like this. And he puts second proposition. The king is sinless. Now you refute this point that king is not sinless. He is sinful. In refuting this, the king is sinless, he has to establish Kolahal that his king is sinful. Now, Kolahal thinks, if I put this proposition and prove that the king is sinful, then I may lose my job, my position, may lose my life also. This child is playing with me. And third proposition he puts, the queen is unchaste. Queen is chaste. Now you have to prove that queen is unchaste. He says, you are just playing a trick with me. You are doing a politics. I am born from my mother. How can you say my mother is barren? How can I prove my mother is barren? Secondly, he says, king is caretaker of everyone. Among the all, he is most pious people, person. How can I prove that he is sinful? And the queen, who is the most chaste lady in the whole kingdom, you are asking me to unchaste, prove him unchaste. You are a rogue. You don't know. You should be punished for this offense. And he started shouting at him. And then he says, if you don't prove this all three statements to be false or counter them, then you will be put to death. Like this he challenges, and then queen and queen orders, please refute these statements which we have put forward. Then this boy, Yamuna, he puts forward that as per the Manusmriti, if any woman has only one child, he may die at any moment because this is Martyaloka. So in that grounds, he puts forward that Manu writes that whoever or any mother who has only one child, she should be considered to be barren only. having only one child is equal to having not child, not having any child. So in this way he gave reference and refuted that although you are born and you are only one son of your mother, you have no brothers, on these grounds we prove that your mother is barren. So Apshambali was shocked. Now he says, prove, second point, how the king is sinful. He says, because the king, again he quotes the Manusmriti, and he says, the king is the representative of the Lord. As well, whatever good and bad activity, is Prithu Maharaj has already quoted here, says that whatever good and bad performed by the citizens, the king gets 1/6 of it. So in this way, you cannot say that everyone is pure and soul and free from all sinful activities. Nobody has ever performed any sin. So whatever sin has been performed in the state or kingdom of the king, he is liable to get 1/6 of karma. So in this way, he is also not completely sinless, but sinful. So he proves the second point. The third point, the queen is chaste. He refutes this by saying, the king is called Naradeva. He is king, but the representative of the devatas. In eight devatas, eight demigods resides in the body of the king. Here he gives the name of Agni, Vayu, Chandra, Surya, Indra, Kubera, and Yama and Varuna. All these demigods resides in the body of the queen. And they reside, and the queen is married to only king. She never got married to this devatas. But when the king is coming to her, she is like associating with the eight other people also. In this way, shastrically we can say, queen is unchaste. So he establishes all his three points and says, no. And then later on, the queen, immediately hearing these answers of the Yamuna, she becomes happy. And she shouts at that time, the Albandar, all victorious, all victorious. And then the king gives half a portion and the Kolahal was punished. And later on we hear, after 45 years of ruling, Nathamuni, seeing the condition of his Yamuna, he sends his one of the disciples to rescue him from his kingdom and give him the path towards the spiritual life, and he was saved. Whole point is this, the second answer, is that whatever citizen does, the king gets it. And Gyatu, Shastru Kartu Anugyatu, one who performs the act, others are becomes liable. In this way, we hear this in the recent history also, the not only doer, but the order giver and one who sanctions this also becomes liable of results. So one may ask, what relevance the Shastras have in our life? How we can get benefited by this here? So we are currently into the Society of His Divine Grace, established Society of the His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, which is ISKCON, Antarashtriya Krishna Bhavanamrita Sangh, or International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The root of it is Lord Chaitanya himself. In the beginning, Lord Chaitanya ordered the Nityananda Prabhu and Nityananda and Haridas Thakur to preach. They used to go everywhere and preach, and they transformed the life of many people. Even the most sinful people at that time around, Jagai and Madai, their life is also transformed. Similarly, same mood we have in this preaching movement also. Yara Dekha Taraha Krishna Upadesh. The limitations comes, can we, when we are staying with a family man, when we are a family man, and we are staying with is a role, in the role of the husband, in the role of wife, in the role of elderly person, or in the role of child. So whichever role we have occupied, how we can preach? So similarly, here it is said, so Gyatu, Kartu and Shastru, all these people will be benefited. Even though you are not able to do certain things, but if you perform your duties in the role which you are in right now, as a father, as a mother, as a husband, as a child, as an elderly person, so if you perform that, you will be liable to something. You will get the activity. If you help, just like an example, wife cooks, husband brings money. Whatever activities performed, pious activity or devotional activities performed by husband, wife becomes eligible or inherited some part of it. The child becomes, if you raise the child in a good way, he becomes devotionally inclined and becomes a great Vaishnava. Gets a credit because of raising a child, a devotee in the life, and because of him performing devotional activity, you get benefited. So everywhere there is a benefit in this devotional atmosphere. Similarly, in the our current context here in the temple, some people may be very good at the dressing and are performing devotional activities and aartis. Some people may not be. Some people may be very good at speaking, but others may not be. But some people may be very good at cleaning, but others may not be. Just by appreciating, hear the word, anugyatas. Just by appreciating or approving the activity done by the devotee and the people, we get benefit of him. What he is doing, we are equally get the benefit of it. So just by appreciating, we are advancing. Just in context, it is said that when Kali Yuga, you perform the sinful activity, you get benefit. But in Satya Yuga, you just think in the mind of bad activity, you are punished. In pious activity or spiritual activity, you have to perform successfully. Then only you are reliable. But in a Kali Yuga, reverse, opposite. If you think of some pious activity, you are benefited. But if you, until and unless you perform sinful activity, you will never be liable for a punishment. But here it is mentioned, anugyatus, just by approving. Kali Yuga benediction is, just by thinking you will get the benefit, what to speak of just approving the activity or appreciating the activity, how much you will be benefited. Kind of it is on a higher level. Thinking you are getting benefit, what to speak of the approving and appreciating the person, you will definitely be benefited. So whomever doing whatever, it is capacity is provided and given by the Lord. If we just provide, appreciate that person, we will definitely be benefited. So every person has its roles and responsibilities. For an context, we can see the Prabhupada, he was ordered by his guru. In the beginning, requested, just as he bowed down in Ultadanga, he was ordered. That time he was not guru also. He just orders him, you are learned person, please spread the movement of the this mission of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the English speaking world. He says, who am I? You are ordering me. And then later on, after the meeting, he was convinced, considered him guru, accept that order and meditated. And finally executes it. He become Kartu. He lifelong, he never gave order, but he accepted the second role, the role of the Kartu. Or giving role of a Shastru, very few people will get. Those who are experienced age, experienced in this world, or have a knowledge on certain things, and they only become the Shastru, means order giver. And their number will be minimal. Minimum number of people will be order giver. And the more number of people will be Kartu. The more maximum number of people will be only appreciate and approve the acts of the perform. Because how many people can do the certain task? Very few. And even the fewer number of the people will give that order to perform this task. And the appreciation or approving the act to be done, can maximum number of people can give, or anyone, anybody can give this. This is the benefit that if we accept and try to approve the activities of the other devotee, activities of the people in this devotional circles, will not get the heaven, will not get the Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Brahmaloka, will get the spiritual world of the Lord. Because it mentions that you would get the result. If he is getting devotional credentials by performing the activity, will get the same result by appreciating that person, that devotee who is performing that activity. So in the same word, Prabhupada was became executor throughout the life. So much so that when he went to the West, he was kind of selling his books and getting grocery, cooking it and feeding the people, then cleaning their vessel, cleaning the pots which he has cooked in, and then finally arranging for next time from where to get the money. He accepted the role of executor. And this way so many people came, and then they became appreciative of it. And then eventually they elevated themselves one step ahead. From appreciative, anugyatu, to become kartu. They started to help Prabhupada. So still Prabhupada was leader, but he never tried to order anyone. He just inspired. So many devotees we read in the Leelamrita or in memories of the Prabhupada. Just remember whatever he has done with them, how he reciprocated sensitively and delicately with them. They remember it and supported or gave their life to Prabhupada's movement and Prabhupada. Although he has left in 77, still they remember today how the Prabhupada has changed their life they appreciate it and they act for him. But very few people become the Shastru. They became from Anugyatu to Shastru and then, Anugyatu, Kartu and then Shastru, Tathagata. Very few of the Prabhupada disciples took the position of the order giver or leader, but maximum remain on the Kartu. Whatever they can give for or do for Prabhupada's movement, they are doing it. Even they were not able to do something, they are appreciating it and praising it all across. So few examples Prabhupada usually gave very small classes, but the dealings were so perfect that the people today even ready to give up his life. So few of example is like one time, Brahmananda Prabhu that time, he came and showed the picture of the one girl. Prabhupada, this is Indian girl. Isn't she beautiful? Prabhupada said, yeah, she is, but she is not so beautiful. There are many girls, many more girls there who are more beautiful, much more beautiful than him. And the photo is still there in the Brahmananda Prabhu's hand. And Prabhupada left. Prabhupada says, there are much more beautiful girls than him. Then why I am putting this girl's photo in my pocket and carrying everywhere? And he throws immediately. Prabhupada didn't ask him to throw this photo, you are brahmachari. But immediately he threw out the photo and never talked about or thought about her. This way he inspired. And then secondly, when Shyam Sundar Prabhu was making the Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, he goes there and he sees, Prabhupada sees, that he has lit a cigarette and he was thinking how to carve the deity. And he put the cigarette on the Jagannath and was thinking, on the head of the Jagannath and was thinking, how to carve, go ahead about it. As he was thinking, Prabhupada comes and he offers obeisances. And Prabhupada says, with a flip of the stick, he just throws away the cigarette and says, don't allow this cigarette to come between you and Krishna. And by this, he understands, he gave up that habit also, which was very dear to him. Another time, the Prabhupada's long-time secretary, Sudhakirti Prabhu recalls that when he married, relieved from the Prabhupada's services and married, he had a child and he came to meet Prabhupada and Prabhupada gave him some dollars. He asked and he says, Prabhupada, you are my spiritual master. How can I take money from my spiritual master? Prabhupada says, you may be my spiritual master, but your children are not. Give this dollar or $10 bill to your daughter, this $10 to your son. This is for them, not for you. In this way, when Prabhupada in 1969 came to India, when he was recovered and going back, he carried saris, Banarasi saris for all the devotees, Matajis, because they had no idea what sari looked like and how it to be worn. Whatever they got it from their market, they used to wear. It was horrible kind of thing. But Prabhupada brought actually saris for them, he was concerned. Sannyasi, nothing has to do with it. But still, he remembered sensitively and remembered them. And then appreciated their services and went there and gave them. And they all became very happy by seeing. And still many of the devotees that time, Matajis, they still remember how fondly Prabhupada gave that sari. And for everyone he brought, whoever was there, he brought gift for everyone. So Prabhupada was so sensitive in his dealing that he attracted the heart of the people by his activities, Kartu. He didn't have to order them, but because he done so much for them, they were ready to give up his life for them. They also started doing so much for him. In the same way, the Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj also gets a dream. Prabhupada comes, open the door, open the door. He was thinking, what door should I open? I'm already preaching, doing so much for the Prabhupada. But still, why Prabhupada is coming repeatedly in my dreams and asking me to open the door? And then finally, he is contemplated and got the idea that I am from African-American background and there is no preaching in that continent. I have to go there and open the door of Krishna consciousness for them. He goes there and we see so many sannyasis and other great Vaishnavas come from there just because Prabhupada's order. Although he is physically not present there, but still he is ordering Shastu. And similarly, when the conflict came, Prabhupada didn't order again to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He says, stop the bus party and go to China. That time, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was horrified. He said, how can I go to China? This is a very horrible place, this, that. Nobody can enter. But still, just because the order of the spiritual master was there, he accepted it and appreciated anugyatu, and then kartu, he have done this. And there's so many dedicated devotees, very difficult to find even practice with that enthusiasm and zeal and determination in even in India and any other parts, because they are suppressed so much, they value it so much. They have hide it and perform their devotional activity. That's why they value so much Krishna consciousness. And it is said that, the Prabhupada's words, the Chinese will be the last, but they will be the best. This word will be come through the one order of the Prabhupada, that you go and preach in China. So our founder Acharya has set this example, and we also can follow him in this way. So we remember, order can be given by very few people, but the more than that number of people can execute it, and maximum number of people will be remain approving and appreciating of the efforts done by the other devotees, and will incur the same results and benefit what these devotees are getting just by performing and approving this act. So is this will happen, this activity which we are performing, kartu, our powers? No. Because it is connected to Krishna and starts from there, devotional activity, we derive whatever we are doing, we derive the power from them. And that's why we will be able to perform this. And by appreciating, because the mercy flows, you don't know when the tap is connected and to the reservoir, you don't know how much water it has. We can quench our thirst, whatever quota we require, we can take. But the tap is open, and others by appreciating is take. If somebody puts that tap, somebody opens it, and somebody can just come and fill it up and take. How many people can come and fill it up? We don't know. Those who desire, those who want, they can come and fill it up and perfect their life of Krishna consciousness and go back home, back to Godhead. So there are many examples in this context. Just we have to be appreciative of the devotees and cooperate. When people are doing the activity, it is not possible for one person to do one activity alone. But if we cooperate, the last words of the Prabhupada, if you cooperate, he says, your love for me will be shown how you cooperate with each other. So just to show our love to Prabhupada and receive this mercy by showing that love, we have to cooperate with each other in their services. When we cooperate, we are benefited. When we appreciate, we are benefited. The roles will be keep on changing, but the results will be the same. The goals will never change. Responsibilities will be changed. In this way, if we try to appreciate devotees, cooperate with them, and we can perfect our life. This way, we have seen this, just to enumerate. The Purutu Maharaj is not an ordinary person. He is talking or speaking this for our benefit, all people to come in the ages. At the same time, the example, negative and positive example we have seen, and we have seen the contemporary example of the Yamunacharya as well, that this is also manifested this time. And the most recent is Prabhupada. By just connection, by appreciation, by doing activity, we all can be benefited. We need not have to take the leadership position always. We do not have to take position of doer, but a menial position of humble, menial servant, and appreciating and approving the acts of others, we will all have the same benefits as others. And we can, living here the way we are, we can go back to Godhead and live with the same devotee there in the spiritual world as well. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.